All right, you sexy bitches. The EAEM podcast. We're back. Or should I say, I'm back. God knows why I'm talking about this in like a third person type thing. That's pretty weird. Just noticed that I was doing that. But yes, I hope you've had an absolutely amazing weekend. Because I've got some crazy stuff to talk about. Some of the stuff that I've experienced this weekend, and shall we say, some of it has completely blown my mind. And others have been pretty amazing. Sorry, I've just got back, so kind of like my head is pretty minced. Like, I feel pretty tired. I've been driving quite a lot back from Edinburgh, so kind of like moving stuff around the flat, getting stuff sorted. But I'm gonna talk because I wanted to get the episode out there while it was still in my head. I also need to do an episode, not an episode, a TikTok of well, I'm basically going to talk about one of the places that we went and visited while we were away this weekend. I'm saying we because it was me and my mate. We were away, went down to go see Fatboy Slim down in Edinburgh. That was a plan. But on Friday, because his van was going in for an MOT, so he came to mine on Friday. I went and picked him up after he took it to his stepfather's. No, not stepfather, father-in-law. Yeah, he took his van to his garage to get the MOT done. So I picked him up from there, and then jokingly, when we got back to mine, he was like, "Oh, well, we should go camping. Like, we should go camping somewhere down there so that we're down there and we'll be down there closer." And then I was like, "All right," thinking about it. And then I was like, "All right, well, let's go to Loch Lomond." So Scotty's like, I was like, "Yeah, well, we'll just go to Loch Lomond. We'll go and camp at Loch Lomond and then we'll drive across to Edinburgh." We had a look at how long it would take to get from Loch Lomond to where we were staying, and it was like what was it again? Like an hour and a half. So we were like, yeah, let's just do it. So got my tent, got everything sorted. We had some dinner before we left. Like, took some ciders with us and just left. Pure spontaneous. Just got some stuff ready and just left. Got my big two-man tent, and yeah, went for it. So we have, so this is at like 6 o'clock, and we're leaving from Aberdeen, and to get down to Loch Lomond, it's about 3 hours. So we're getting down there around about 9, and then with traffic and everything like that as well, we got down there around about 9:30, 9:45. So we get down there, and it's pretty windy. And we find a spot. I'm not too sure if you've been to Loch Lomond, but we find the spot. Kind of like you keep on driving, you keep on driving, you go down like West Highland Way, and then you get to the car park. I think it's one of the car parks that take you up the mountain that's there. Can't remember the mountain's name, but you'll know what I'm talking about. So we got to the place, and then there's like a couple of beaches. So we were gonna try and set up the tent in the beach, but the sand or the rocks wasn't too great. So we had to move the tent. But there was like a bench, a couple of benches with like a little bit of green in between the two of the benches. So we just put the tent there. And yeah, like while we're setting up the tent, it starts getting mega windy. And like the we're trying to get the poles in, and it's total blowing around all over the place. So we had to kind of like peg the tent down so that we could get the poles in. And then we managed to get the poles up and everything like that. And then this like mad swarm of midges came. Like I've never experienced anything like it. Like you're kind of like pegging on the tent and everything, and kind of like the midges are just biting you like no man's business. Like my arms are covered in bites. It's so horrible, and it's so itchy as well. Like, and I get bit really bad by midges all the time. Like I've always suffered from it. I'm a bit like my dad, like that. Like he, I think he suffers from it. We've obviously got tasty blood. And then, of course, I'm a scratcher. Like, I found myself this morning waking up and pure raking at my arms because it was so itchy. And so, yeah, so we got the tent set up and everything like that, you know. It was a bit of a pain in the arse with the wind and everything, but we got the tent set up. We got everything set up and it's all sorted. We're sorted. The tent is sorted. We've got it all pegged down. But the front bit, where you pent my tag, where you pent tent peg my tent in, you need the front bit to kind of like peg in, because then that holds like the zip and everything like that, and then it pegs into like the bottom mat bay as well. So where our tent was, it wasn't that great where we were pegging it in. It was quite gravelly and stuff like that because it was going down a slope. We should have moved the tent back, you know, like a little bit, but we didn't because it was so windy and we were getting eaten alive by these midges. So we get pegged in and everything like that, and it's all fine. And then we went and had like a little fire down in the beach. There was a couple of people down there as well, actually. Like there was one beach to the right of us, and then like a bigger beach to the left of us, and we were on the bigger beach to the left, and they were on the little small beach to the right. So kind of we had a little fire and stuff like that, and I think they went back up to their car by that point. So we had that little fire, had a little cider, and had a wee smoke as well, and then after that we got pretty tired. I think this was about 11, 12 by the time that happened. So we got back into the tent, and we get in the tent, and we're kind of like, I fell asleep. Well, I think I did. I didn't sleep that well, and then like halfway through the night, kind of like there's people walking around as well. It totally must have been like a dog in spot or something like that. But there was like loads of people like coming in to the car park, you know, like well early in the morning as well. You know, like we went to sleep at around about 11, 12, and there's people coming in at like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, like just everyone coming in rapidly and stuff. And then when we got up, there was loads of people there. I think there was a race actually or something, but yeah, like it. 2 o'clock or something like that, there's this Chinese people or Hong Kong or something like that, and they're talking, and the pegs have came out from the tent, so like the wind's blowing the whole tent, kind of like, so my tent, there's like a sleeping compartment at the back that you're closed off and everything, and then you've got like I don't know, like a place to put like your bags and stuff, but it's quite big. You can sit chairs and stuff like that in there, and then it kind of like comes down, so you've got like a living area type thing, so that you're not in your bedroom basically. So, but the way that that came in, like that whole bit's exposed basically because like the wind was blowing it in, and yeah, like I got such a crap sleep. Like it totally sounded like the tent was gonna blow away. And like most of the night, and then there was like those people walking around most of the night as well. And you're just like, oh my God. Like my mate trying to tell me that, you know, like one of those people that kind of, I never slept a wink, but then you're like, oh, you did, because I heard you snoring. Nah, I never slept a wink. Like, whatever. Like, It was like, you're a bit like me, but yeah, like I dozed off. Like I think I got like about 3 hours sleep at the most, you know, like, and that was on and off, like waking up through the night and everything. I'll be able to check actually because I've got my watch. I wore my watch and that tracks my sleep. So I'll be able to see how many times I fucking woke So I didn't get to sleep until 1, and then 1 until about 2:15, and then I was awake for 45 minutes trying to sort out the tent, and then I fell asleep from like 3 until 3:30, 4:15, and then I was awake again for like 15 minutes. And then I slept from like 4 until 5:30, and then that was me awake, yeah. And then I had a wee nap before we went to Fat Boy Slim on the Saturday. But yeah, like, so, yeah, I mean, I was up mega early, but then my mate was all like, nah, I can't get up just yet. So I had to, I had to kind of hang around and stuff like that, like waiting. And then we kind of like packed up the tent. Well, we did manage to pack up the tent because it was so windy. So like the tent's still in the back of my car. Like still needing rolled up and everything, and put in its sleeping bag. So yeah, so like I think we left Loch Lomond at around like 6:30, 7 o'clock, and yeah, we were like, right, we'll go and try and get breakfast. So we drove to Falkirk, I think it was, to get to Tesco's, and then their cafe was closed, and then there was a McDonald's. So my mate got something by Denny, and I just got a coffee, and then we went and saw the Kelpies. So like we took a walk around the Kelpies. I managed to do a TikTok walking around the Kelpies, which was pretty cool. Got like the Kelpies, like the horse can like head right behind me while I'm walking, mouthed up with my glasses on. So I managed to get that, got some pretty cool photos there, and then we took a walk, and then where did we go after that? Yeah, after that we drove, we started driving again, and we went to go to the Roslyn Chapel, and we were gonna go in and take a tour, but it's like all sold out. It's like proper pre-booked. I want to go back and go inside the chapel, but yeah, like the when we got there, like we were reading about it, and my mate, we were, it's the it's a chapel from the Da Vinci Code. So kind of like we got there, and it's on ley lines as well, and supposedly in the middle of the chapel, it's got like the ley lines in the middle of the chapel, and supposedly the energy coming from there is like mental. That's why we want to get in. But the whole way around that area, well, I mean, we noticed it because we went back today. Like that's how good it was. Like we went back twice. And we noticed it the second time that when you come actually into the place, Roslyn, you can totally feel the energy change. You just feel like calm and everything. And we went there on the Saturday morning, and kind of like we tried to get in for the tour, but it was fully booked. And then so we went there anyway just to have a walk around and see if we could see anything. And there was like a walk that you could do, that you could get to the back of the church, but it's all like gated off. There's like a big fence around it and stuff, but you can see through like the iron fence at the church. So we went and had a look around there, and then today there's a castle down there as well. There's cemeteries around the church, and then you go down past the cemeteries and then along, and then you get down to the castle. And that's where we were today. We went and had a look around the castle. I mean, it's the ruins, it's just like a couple of walls and stuff, but it looks totally beautiful. and you've got like an old bridge that goes over around it and stuff. It looks amazing. And we took a walk down into the forest, and we meditated for like managed to meditate for about 17 minutes, and then opened my eyes and meditated like just in the moment for another couple of minutes. And then my alarm went off because we set like a 20-minute alarm. But yeah, just being around that Roslyn Chapel, like, it's just amazing. I need to do a TikTok video. Like, when I was meditating, it was telling me I need to do a video. I need to tell people to come here, and if they're spiritual, then they need to come here and they need to experience the energy, because it's completely something. It's like nothing I've ever experienced, basically. Like, just the calmness and the peace, and you could just be around there for hours, and like you wouldn't get bored. You just feel completely at home. Like you could just stay there and feel amazing, basically. It was really, really weird, really weird. But yeah, so on the Saturday, so after we'd done that, kind of like we came away from there, and it was like that was a total weird experience. And then we got into our place that we were staying, which was pretty cool as well, actually. I got it from the Airbnb, and it was like an annex. So they had their house, and then it was like a garage, it looked like, but they completely converted it. So you went in through like double patio doors, and there was like a bed and sofas, and then a kitchen around to the side, and then you had like a separate bathroom with like a shower and a bath and a toilet. And yeah, it was completely perfect for what we needed it for. So kind of like we got in there and we had a little sleep for because we had been up well early and most of the night, because we thought that the tent was gonna get blown away. So yeah, so we had a little nap, had some food when we got showered, got ready, got a bus into down to where we were going. And when we got on the bus, there's like this total mad, well, two mad Jakeys on the bus, like the mad Jakeys. You know, like when you get on public transport, there's always the mad Jakeys on the bus. And the first Jake gets off the bus, and like when he's getting off the bus, he's like, "All right, David, you know, like it's good seeing you. I'll catch up with you soon, David. You know, like if you need anything, then it, you know, like just give me a phone, David. You know, like I see you later, David. Like, hey, catch you later." So that was Davey off the bus walking away. So then the other shady boy comes down. He kind of rings the bell, and he's all like, no, it's the other stop driver." And then he's kind of like standing over across from me and Scotty, and he's all like talking to himself. He's like, "Are you talking to me?" Like, yeah. And then me and Scotty are just kind of like staring, and he's like, "I have got this bus is late, man. I've got to go and do a square go. Like, I've got to go and meet someone for a square go." Kind of like me and Sky are just sitting there, and then like the boy's just like, he kind of like hovers over, and then he comes over to us to press the button, and kind of like, he's like, "I'm going for a square go," you know, like waiting for kind of like us to say something to him, but we didn't say anything to him. He gets off the bus. Me and Sky, like me and my mate, are just like, "Oh my God," like just started kissing ourselves laughing about it, you know, like, "Oh, this bus is making me late for my square go," like. Probably got smashed in, huh? And then we got riding down the bus, and I'm looking at my phone because we don't know where we're stopping. And then we see that where we're stopping, because it's like a big tent in the middle of a field, like just down the side of the road and stuff. And it's like, this is where we're stopping. And then while we're kind of like coming to our bus stop, you're seeing all the like people who are going into this, and it's all just like young 18-year-olds and everything like that. I've never felt so old in all my life. And yeah, like so we get off the bus, and I mean it's like these kids, like as my mate put it, it's like Love Island. Like they all just look like Love Island. Like their arses are all hanging out, like they're basically wearing no clothes whatsoever. and they all just look like kids, and you're like, oh my God, like maybe this wasn't such a great idea. And when we got in, it was weird because the energy was really, really weird when we went in. Like after experiencing that chapel and feeling all that warmth, love, and like not wanting to leave and everything, and then going into Fat Boy Slim where you're like, I feel really, really old here. Like, are these kids even allowed in here? Because they all look like kids. And then we got in, kind of like, we went and had a drink and stuff. We went into the tent, but kind of like nothing was happening. But there was a couple of things happening. Like near the bar, there was like a house DJ playing and stuff like that. So we kind of like went outside, having a look what's going on and stuff, having a drink, having a talk and stuff like that. And then it was really weird because, as I said, when we first went in, the energy was pretty weird. It was quite a weird energy, but then, once everyone started knacking all their ease or whatever they were taking and stuff like that, you could start feeling the energy. Like me and my mate were both saying it, like we could both feel the energy coming from people, and it was like a really weird, kind of like a happy energy. Once the ease and everything started kicking in, there was all like this love energy and kind of like I've. That's the first concert that I've been to because I mean I had a few drinks, but I was fairly sober. I mean I've been having a smoke through the day as well, but I mean I was fairly sober by the time that we got to Fat Boy Slim, and or the venue or whatever, and yeah, kind of like I was quite sober at the time, but yeah, like I mean I was dancing my heart out. I mean I've never felt like that, and sometimes it did feel like I mean like I've taken ease before and everything, so. I know what it feels like when you come on, and it did kind of feel sometimes that I was coming on and stuff like that. It was weird. It just like picking up the energy from everyone, and that's what me and my mate were saying. It was like that was amazing, kind of like being able to feed off of the energy like that, and like not having to take any of those type of stuff, but then still being able to get that same kind of feeling from it. But it was weird because every time that we went to the toilet and came back. It was like you had to rebuild the energy back up again. It was like it's mental. Like as I said, like this episode is gonna be mental because this kind of stuff never happened to me, and it's totally because I've been more meditating. I've seen it in my higher self, and I'm now picking up on people's energy and their feelings, and with me being calm with who I am and everything is really, really weird. But yeah, like so there was four DJs. So like the first woman, I think it was like BV Lava or something like that, or BK Lava, and she was pretty banging. Like she was singing over some of her tracks and stuff, and she had a really amazing voice, and she got the crowd pretty going. And then there was Sarah's Story, and she was banging. Like she was like really disco-y and housey and stuff like that, and yeah, she got the place going. And then oh no, and then yeah, so there was three, and then it was Fatboy Slim, and then it was this guy, what was it, Absolute or something like that. I can't really remember. He was all right, but like the stuff that he was playing was pretty, I don't know, like, I mean, you could call house music pretty repetitive, but it was like the same kind of beat all the time, which I'm not too keen on. And kind of like, it felt like every time that the drop should be there, it kind of like it pulled it on a little bit. It was weird, but it was still pretty banging. And then the main man himself came on, Mr. Fatboy Slim. And yeah, he was pretty mental, like, just so, so good. And I mean, I think he's quite spiritual as well because there was one song that came on and it was like, I am me, I am you, and you are me. And we are all together in this universe and everything. And I mean, it was so weird. And kind of like me and my mate are just like looking at each other, just being like, no way. Kind of like, he's well spiritual as well because you wouldn't be playing that kind of stuff if you weren't. I mean, it was weird as well because on his visualizations that he's got behind, he's got like all the old school pills. So there's like Mitsubishis and, like Doves and everything like that. Like the old school E's and everything. Like they're all kind of like flashing up. And then he's got like pictures of himself, like kind of like getting, oh yeah, it was mental. It was really, really good. You can totally tell that he loves what he does. Like he, just the main man himself. It was really, really good. Proper banging. And then yeah, today Sunday, managed to get decent sleep in the place, like after not having great sleep at all, the past few nights. And then yeah, I kind of like got up. We went back to Roslyn Chapel. Felt as soon as we got near Roslyn Chapel, you could feel the energy coming from it. Tried to get booked in. I think we could have got booked in today, but it was at like 12:40. By the time that we had kind of like got finished, I think it finished at like, oh no, it was like 1:40. And then we would have finished around about 3, and then by the time that we had driven up and stuff like that, he wouldn't have got time to spend with his wife and kids. I think he wanted to have dinner with his wife and kids today, which is quite understandable, you know, like it is being a man and being away from your kids, you know, like it is nice to have the break away, but you definitely do miss your family and you can't wait to come back and see them. So we decided not to go for it, but I think we're gonna decide to go back. I think that's what we said as well, that kind of we would make it maybe like a monthly trip just going down there, just to feel that peaceness and energy and just feeling, oh, like meditating there was unbelievable. Just the it's just how calm and peaceful, and you've just got no thoughts going through your head whatsoever. It's just mind blowing. And the amount of kind of like greenage that's around there and the trees and everything that are behind it. And yeah, it's just beautiful. You could just live there and just be happy, like spending your days there. It's like you find your purpose. It's like your home is there. I would love to find out where the other ley lines are in Scotland. I should maybe have done that before I started having a look. Map. UK or Scotland. It's pretty weird though, it's like a hexagon as well. Oh, we've got some near us. That's a Viper head. Stonyfield Stone Circle. It's pretty mental as well how there's stone circles on the ley lines as well. It's like they knew that that was where, and it's weird as well because they said that the ones the ones on oh God, Roslyn Chapel are the same ones, like they connect to Egypt, the pyramids of Egypt, and something else that they connect to. I can't remember. But I would love, I think I'm gonna go and have a look at this. What was it? Stonyfield Stone Circle. I'm well sure that's up in Peterhead, is it not? Stonyfield. I totally forgotten what Yep, I've totally forgotten what it was called. My phone's being weird as well. It was like it just done a little malfunction there. Alex, it definitely says Stonyfield Stone Circle. Interesting to see. I think it's out near Peterhead. anybody can shed some light on this when they listen to the podcast, then thought it would be pretty handy. And then I think there's another one up beside, like near the Loch Ness. And then the one down beside us. I think also Loch Lomond's also on a ley line as well. So it's pretty weird how we got drawn to like Loch Lomond, and then we got drawn to what's it called? Frozen Travel. I keep on forgetting it. But yeah, it's really, really interesting. I would love to find out more about this. Or find out more about Rosen Chapel, because it's in the Da Vinci Code and it's meant to be all about like the Knights Templar and Mary Magdalene, and she had Jesus Christ baby or something like that. It's also meant to have like the mummified head of Jesus Christ and the Ark of Covenant, is it? I'm not too sure, I can't remember. But it's meant to have all this in it, and like that's where they hid Mary Magdalene. And yeah, I need to read up more about it and find out more about it. But yeah, like the energy that you feel from there is unbelievable. Totally unbelievable. I would highly recommend going. Just feeling at peace. And again, have you started meditating yet? Because if not, then I want you to go and download the Sadhguru app and do that infinity meditation. Please, just do it for yourself. Like, not even for me, for yourself, because you'll thank yourself once you start doing it. Just the calmness and like knowing who you are and just being able to be at peace within yourself, be able to experience amazing things that you never thought that you would in any sort of way. But yeah, I'll wrap this up. Where's my little note? Oh, I still remember. I love being, be happy. Appreciate the small things. Be thankful for what you already have and stop focusing on what you don't have. And remember, the aim of the game is just to find the happiness from within yourself. So if you haven't started meditating, start meditating and find that happiness from within yourself. Peace and love as always, you beautiful, beautiful people. I hope you have an absolutely beautiful week. And Jason, remember, Mondays are good. It's just your perception. So change your perception of Mondays, and Mondays will be good. Right. Peace and love. Love yous all. Ciao.